Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Folks, if you are not a gun owner or don't like guns, you need to turn the dial. You definitely need to turn the dial. If, however, you like guns, you can stay with us and have some fun. And Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. I got a big echo. Can you help me here?
How's that?
I'm coming back into my ear. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Hey, you've had a long day today, man.
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's been a long one.
Well, we're going to talk about some really fun stuff today, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you heard me say, listen, if you're not a gun owner, you don't like guns, turn the dial.
Yes.
If you like guns and you like freedom, even if you don't like guns and you love freedom, this is the place for you. Because that's what we talk about week after week after week. The right to keep and bear arms. There's nothing freer than that.
That's true.
West Palm Beach. Palm Beach. Man, oh man, you guys have got to do something. You keep making news.
What did they do this week?
You know, the Sun Sentinel. Don't we always read stories, Sean, from the Sun Sentinel?
It seems like at least last four shows we have said something about them.
Something dopey is always going on with that goofball, kooky, that goofball city council down there.
Yep.
In West Palm Beach. Palm Beach County, man. Come on, you guys. Get it together, will you? The first thing was these guys, gals, this Palm Beach council down there, commission, we're going to go ahead and follow state law, I guess, and allow people who jump through hoops to get a state-issued permit to carry guns in our county parks. Okay, that's good. My problem was it was already legal for the last 2.5 decades.
Mm-hmm.
So we called them out on that. And then they make news again. I won't go through all the stuff. They just keep making news because they keep doing and saying dopey things. And I think we gave one of the commissioners the bonehead of the week a couple months back. Well, their struggle, according to the Sun Sentinel, to impose tougher gun laws, gun control measures, will you, suffers more setbacks. This just this past week. The county commission, first of all, as I just mentioned, did away with a longstanding prohibition against allowing guns in local parks. Folks, that had been legal, Sean, since the mid-80s. Okay? Now, the commissioners, get this, are delaying a proposal, and I quote, calling for state legislation to ban the sale of high-capacity ammunition magazines like those used in the January 8th Tucson shootings. So let's get this straight. Palm Beach County now wants to take it upon themselves down in Southeast Florida to request of the state legislature in Florida to ban the sale of high-capacity ammunition magazines like those used in the January 8th Tucson shootings.
Really?
That, to me, well, let me move on. They contend, the commissioners, county officials, that they only recently found out about the state law, which was approved in the 80s, that allowed concealed weapons permit holders to bring guns to Florida parks. They contend, we just found out about it. We didn't know.
Well, someone, if that's the case, then what are they getting paid to do in Florida? You would think they would know faster than anybody, them and law enforcement.
Well, the state overruled. Folks, this is called preemption.
Mm-hmm.
It's called preemption. And preemption is a good thing for a number of different reasons. But the number one reason that preemption is a good thing is because it keeps a state from having this patchwork, this quilt work of individual goofy laws enacted by these goofy city councils like we have down in Palm Beach County who couldn't care less about state law. They really couldn't. They don't care. And if they could get away with it, if the state didn't put a little damper on them and hold them down and say, now, Palm Beach County commissioners, you do what we say, they would be coming up with all kinds of these goofy concocted Berkeley, California type ideas. People can't have pink guns because they look too much like toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't have anything other than a revolver because, well, we just don't think you need one.
Mm.
No guns in our county parks. We don't care what the state says. So can you imagine being a Florida permit holder and driving through Palm Beach County? You'd have to get out, maybe go somewhere and let them know you have the gun. You see what I'm saying here, Sean?
Oh, yeah,
you can't have a patchwork of crazy laws. So state preemption stops that, okay? And it makes things uniform across the state so you don't have all these little goofy councils doing this. Now, goofy councils, I have my own problems with these little goofy councils. What I mean by that is, to me, they're nothing but a bunch of glorified homeowners associations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A bunch of wannabes who somehow derive this feeling of power and who justify their existence on these councils by trying to come up with these ridiculous laws. It's like we don't have enough time on our hands, or we have too much time on our hands. We have to justify why we're here. So let's try now to, we have to, oh gosh, the state says we have to allow guns in county parks. Well, let's do something different. Let's tell the state that we want them, us, the Palm Beach Council, we want them to ban high-capacity magazines, like the ones used in the Tucson shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to tell the state legislature. Now, it's a Republican-controlled legislature. It's a Republican governor who is going to sign an open carry law in Florida. It doesn't stand a chance! But they're going to try to do this anyway. And there's a reason they want to try to do it. Because they say, and I quote, Arison, this guy's name is Aronson, he's a Democrat. Imagine that. He said he doesn't expect the Republican-controlled legislature to approve the ban, but that the county needs to keep pushing. We need to keep pushing, according to Commissioner Aronson, a Democrat. Imagine that. We have to speak up for the people of Palm Beach County, Aronson said. We don't need these high-capacity ammunition magazines. Mm. We don't need plastic sporks in 7-Eleven bins either.
Hey, I think that's a good invention.
But you understand my point.
Oh, absolutely.
The absurdity of it.
It is absurd. You know, these people always got to figure out what we need. Let the people decide what they need.
Here's, listen to what his ultimate goal here is. These are freedom haters and gun banners, folks.
Oh,
this is what we're up against. These people don't care about your right to keep and bear arms. I can assure you that Palm Beach County has a lot more things to worry about on their hands than this.
Guarantee it.
Oh, you, I guarantee it.
Guarantee it.
I'm not, you know, hey, listen, like I said, I'm not a journalist. It's not my responsibility to go digging through their public county records down there, but I can guarantee you that Palm Beach County's probably got some issues that they need to be dealing with, like every other municipality in this country that has spent way too much money and now finds themselves in a hole. These guys want to go after high capacity, or as we would refer to, standard capacity magazines, because they don't have, what, anything better to do? Are you kidding me? They've got a lot better things to do. But for some reason, I guess this, maybe they just want to make the news.
That's the only thing I can think of. Well, either that or they just want to have, you know, you got a lot of these people that get into government. All of a sudden, they want to be able to dictate their thinking towards what society they think should be. And that's what you're seeing. And a lot of these people don't realize that criminals are not going to, they could care less what you put in law, because that's why they're criminals. But
they're not going to follow the law. These people believe in this goofball utopia.
Absolutely.
And if we take it away from everybody, we can all just get along.
Yeah.
Well, we have another one down there. Commissioner Paulette Burdick, Democrat. Imagine that. And she says that if more local governments and residents join Palm Beach County's proposal and still can't persuade the legislature to approve a ban, the measure could eventually go straight to voters through a statewide referendum. Mm. And I quote her, "We may in a year or two from now be talking about starting a constitutional amendment," said Burdick, a Democrat. Imagine that. Mm. And former school board member elected to the commission in November. And I'm quoting from the Sun Sentinel down there in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stephen Abrams, Commissioner Stephen Abrams, said he wouldn't support, apparently, calling for the legislature to enact a ban, and instead suggested asking for the legislature to consider a ban. He's a Republican.
Yeah.
Boys, he's got to feel outnumbered down there.
I'm sure he does.
I don't even know how that guy got elected. I don't know anything about him. But I don't know. I kind of feel sorry for Commissioner Stephen Abrams. Interesting. But at least he appears to be on the right side. He doesn't think it'll work. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
You've taken the time to protect your personal well-being. Isn't it time that you protect your financial well-being? Call the experts at DGE to get your free information kit on how to buy gold and silver. They will also show you how to put precious metals into your IRA or 401k to ensure your financial future. Call them today at 888-852-4343 and save up to 20%. That's 888-852-4343 or on the web at dgegold.com.
Introducing Emerson Knives, American-made, American-owned, down to the last screw. Emerson Knives is the only knife company owned by one of the world's leading authorities on hand-to-hand combat, Ernest Emerson. From the windswept plains of Afghanistan and the back alleys of Baghdad to the halls of the Pentagon, Emerson Knives are on patrol and protecting those who willfully go into harm's way. For the world's leading tactical blades, visit Emerson Knives at EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, you'd think that those goofy commissioners that, well, you know, I'm not even going to call them commissioners. I'm going to call them homeowner association members.
That's, yeah, that's about the same mentality.
It's the Palm Beach County HOA.
Oh, man.
Those folks would be better off driving around telling you to paint your mailbox post. You know what I mean?
And you wonder if they'll get voted back in. Why do you?
Oh, they will.
Keep,
they will.
I don't get how you keep voting the same idiots in.
No, you don't get it. You don't get it, but, you know. I don't know. You can only ask the voters down there in Palm Beach County, but the Homeowners Association down there in Palm Beach County, the Palm Beach County HOA, that's what we're going to call it. The Palm Beach County HOA. You'd think you couldn't get much goofier than that, but Guess what? That did not win this week's Bonehead of the Week award.
Oh, really? What?
You mean I don't want to keep giving it to the same Homeowners Association down there members. I could keep giving it to the same members, but I choose not to. We got to mix it up a little bit. So you know what we're going to do?
Okay.
Mark Wills was here last week. Wasn't that a lot of fun?
That was a lot of fun.
He was great to have on. I miss him in here today. I talked with him today, and I said, you know, man, you know, would love to have you back on. Going to miss you today, man. He laughed, got a big kick out of it, had a great time on the program, by the way.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And he asked me today, who's the Bonehead of the Week? People love to know who the Bonehead of the Week is going to be. I said, well, this week's Bonehead of the Week, believe it or not, for the third week in a row, is another police officer.
Really?
Can you believe it?
What?
And we're huge supporters.
Absolutely.
Of police officers here. But we are not supporters of police officers who make boneheaded comments and do boneheaded things.
Mm-hmm.
The Independent Florida Alligator. You got to love that. Right?
Well, Florida, y'all have some problems down there. This is the second story to just today about y'all.
We could go on and on and on about Florida stuff.
Getting bad, almost but as bad as Chicago. One,
you see, the Florida legislature has got it going on. Open carry is going to be an issue this year.
Mm-hmm.
The governor has already insinuated that he's going to sign that. Florida residents, you're going to get your open carry rights restored back to you. You're going to get those rights. And there's a reason that open carry is important. A lot of people say, well, we've already got concealed carry. Heck, we wrote the book on concealed carry. Well, you did. You did. But open carry matters for a reason. I'll tell you why. All the years I spent in Florida, the Gunshine State, I love it. Great. Great gun laws down in Florida. If you inadvertently expose that firearm by accident, lift your arm up to reach something off a top shelf of the grocery store and somebody sees it, freaks out. Oh, my God, he's got a gun. It happens. Okay.
Wow.
And they were to pick up a cell phone and call, yeah, I'm at the Publix shopping center, and there's a guy over here buying mayonnaise, and he just lifted his arm up to get some horseradish sauce, and I saw a gun. Mm. Ma'am, is he threatening anybody? No, he's shopping, but he has a gun. I mean, you can see this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, the next thing you know, you've got six deputies there. Okay, they're responding to the scene, and you're going to get cited.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, in Florida, because your gun is not allowed to print, you're not allowed to make a mistake. An open carry law will fix that. It will correct that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your tropical shirt blows open. Oh, oops. You're fine. And you see in Georgia and in any other state where open carry is the norm or allowed, you don't have that issue. And I've gotten personally accustomed to that. I don't walk around when I carry my firearm concealed under a shirt or under a jacket. I don't worry about it being seen. I'm not breaking any laws.
Yeah.
By having my lawfully carried sidearm on my person. Closed jacket, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Open jacket, you're felon. Closed, fine. Open. Crime, criminal. Okay, so that will be restored, and the governor in Florida has indicated that he is going to sign that. But the legislature, according to the, what is it, what did I say it was? The alligator here, the Independent Florida Alligator?
Yes.
And I quote from Alexander Klossner, Alligator staff writer, the Florida legislature's warning shot, listen to the way this is phrased, regarding a bill that would allow guns on college campuses has caused a commotion at UF. He's calling the legislature filing or intending to file a bill that would allow guns on college campuses a warning shot. This is the way the media does this, folks. Okay?
That sounds like something that would be on MSNBC.
It's the way they do things.
Yep.
We fired a warning shot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you back some of your freedoms. But according to the media, or at least to Alexander Klausner, and he's not the bonehead, by the way, it's a warning shot. So you have to be very careful when you see this stuff. You've got to pay very close attention.
Mm-hmm.
The university police department and student government, according to him, have voiced concerns about a bill proposed in the Florida Senate that would allow those with CCW permits, concealed carry weapons permits, to carry their guns on campus. And of course, as we all know, the intent of legislation like this is to allow students who are old enough and have demonstrated to the state by getting on their knees and begging the state and taking the proper things and getting their pictures taken and giving them their fingerprints and all this other hoopla that law-abiding people have to go through that criminals just don't care about.
Mm-hmm. True.
Can carry their firearm in their purse, their book bag, on their body, their ankle, a holster, in their car, on campus, to defend themselves. A lot of people say, why, we don't need that on campus. It's a safe environment.
Well, if it's safe, then what? Someone explain to me what happened with all these school shootings that we've had recently.
That's a whole different program, John. We don't even want
to
go there.
But
now.
It's supposed
to be. We'll go to the bonehead.
But it's safe.
Right. And see, currently right now, nobody with the exception of police officers in Florida can carry a gun on a college campus.
Yeah.
So there is now movement in Florida, as there is across the country, to allow good law-abiding kids, 21-year-old adults.
Yeah. They're old enough to go to the military.
Permit holders. Sure. Mm-hmm. 21 years old. That's another show, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Old enough to go in the military, not old enough to purchase a handgun. That's
Absolutely.
A whole different show. But in what we're referring to here is college kids, 21-year-old adults old enough to carry a weapon and have a permit in the state of Florida to allow them the opportunity and the ability to carry a gun in their vehicle on their person with a CCW permit. And of course, we have this UPD spokesman, Captain Jeff Holcomb, bonehead, said one of his concerns is students will feel less safe on campus. And listen to his comment, and I quote, and this is boneheaded,
we don't want our students coming here thinking the Wild West is allowed in the state of Florida.
Should I repeat that?
Yes.
We don't want our students coming here thinking the Wild West is allowed in the state of Florida.
Are you kidding me? Seriously? Why is it to a gun-hating, well, not gun-hating, he's a police officer, freedom-hating, how do you want to phrase it, Sean, politely? I hear the phone ringing. I'll phrase it myself. UPD spokesman Captain Jeff Holcomb is a bonehead for thinking any law-abiding citizen with a firearm is going to turn a university into the
Wild West.
Congratulations, sir. You are this week's Armed American Radio's Bonehead of the Week. We'll be back with expert trainer Tiger McKee.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. "I see Monique on the playground, and she's, well, stubborn," Julie told the teacher. "She waits for others to invite her in, then she wants everything her way, or she pouts." A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player: openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created ProActive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of ProActive risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your ProActive risk-free trial.
Today's ProActive works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. ProActive heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Wow, Bill Bennett came in a little bit early today, didn't he?
Oh, well, I changed it because...
Mixed it up a little bit, huh?
There you go. I want to keep you on your toes.
Well, you see how on my toes I am. I actually caught that.
Yes, you did.
I'm usually doing a million things here, but I made a mistake, ladies and gentlemen, when I said we'd be back with Tiger McKee. Tiger McKee will be here today. And he's a lot of fun. He's got his gun was highlighted on the History Channel show, Sons of Guns. Have you seen that show yet?
I have not seen it, but
wow,
I'm looking
really
forward
good.
To it.
Really, really, really good. I watched him convert a Tommy gun.
Really?
Yeah, for a sheriff's office who wanted the thing converted from select fire. It's a, you know, it's a replica, Thompson mm-hmm. replica. They wanted it converted from semi-automatic to select fire, fully automatic. And then mm-hmm. they wanted to deck it out. You know, a 1929 gun, and they wanted to turn it into a, you know, 2011 gun, and they did, and it was really fun to watch.
Wow.
So it's a great show, and Tiger will be here in a little bit. I jumped ahead of myself. My guests coming up, and I'll get to them momentarily, are author Brian Jeffs and Nathan Nephew, who wrote a really cool children's book called My Parents Open Carry. I don't want to tell them that they took my idea. But I got a note here from the publisher when they sent the book. Somebody I know very well. It says, "Hi, Mark. Enjoy. Can we get the authors on your show?" The answer to that, Skip, is yes. They'll be here in just a second. But before we do that, I want to give the rest of the rundown. Is that okay, Sean?
Yeah.
We have a lot of things to talk about today on Armed American Radio, not the least of which was at Goofy Palm Beach We'll call them the Homeowners Association down there from now on. That's what we'll refer to the Palm Beach Council down there as the Homeowners Association. Palm Beach PBHOA. How about that?
PBHOA.
The Pibahoa. We'll call them the Pibahoa. And it'll sound like, you know, a South Florida Indian tribe, the Pibahoa.
Yeah, it does.
PBHOA. Senate okays bill limiting gun restrictions. Arkansas, you got it going on. Besides those little earthquakes you're having down there, which would really disturb me, being in Arkansas, your Senate is voting to prohibit local governments from restricting or confiscating firearms during states of national during a state of emergency. That would obviously protect gun owners' rights during natural and man-made disasters. And, of course, we know that Arkansas certainly isn't subject to any natural disasters, is it? So your Senate's taking care of you down there. Call them and thank them. We'll discuss that later on in the program. We have a whole lot of fun stuff. The new Congress, I love this one. This came out of the Washington Post. We'll talk about this in a little bit, too. The new Congress takes first whack at D.C. gun laws. I'll just leave you with that one because that's a great headline. Okay, so we have a lot of things to talk about. George the Mad Ogre will be here. Tiger McKee will be here. Let's get started first off with Brian Jeffs and Nathan Nephew, co-authors of My Parents Open Carry. I'll start with Brian. Brian, how you doing?
Hey, great. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, and I know you love to talk open carry. I do, too. So it could be a really, really good show.
I hope so.
We could go off subject. Your book might get a little bit down here, and the rest will be like, okay, now what do you think about this?
That's fine. That's what we're here for.
And we also have you. You have Nathan with you, correct?
Correct. Yeah,
Nathan,
Mark,
how you doing? I'm doing great. Listen, the book is super. I love it.
Well, thank you.
Where did it come from? I'll let one of y'all let you pick which one. You both are in the same room, so you can make eye contact. You can decide who wants to answer on this one. That's, where did the idea come from?
The eye contact's not necessarily a good thing, though, I'll say.
Yeah, true.
I sit here with him. Well, Nate and I were discussing it, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago about doing a kid's book about the Second Amendment and gun rights because, you know, the market is pretty barren in that regard. There's lots of anti-gun kids' books out there, and we thought, you know, it really needs a positive one, and something that we both enjoy is, you know, promoting open carry. We feel it's a clean, pristine way to exercise your Second Amendment right. We thought, well, how about, you know, a kid's book about open carry, and how can we build a platform on that? And, you know, I have a 16-year-old daughter that I've taken out shooting, and, you know, she can't open carry, but I thought, well, how about, you know, parents that open carry, and they have kids, and they go through a day. And so Nate and I said, well, let's work on that. And we just kind of fleshed it out and said, let's take the family from a typical Saturday, start out in the morning, go on their routine day, they open carry, and they have interactions with different people, some of them pro-gun and some of them anti-gun. And it gives us a platform to, you know, discuss some of the issues about open carry. And it's not just open carry. I mean, there's some concealed carry issues in there as well. And we talk about the Second Amendment, and there's gun safety and things like that. They go to the range and all that kind of stuff. So it's sort of a day in the life of a young family in middle America who stand up for their Second Amendment rights, believe in self-defense, want to protect themselves, realize the police cannot be there all the time. You have to take that responsibility. And we try to explain that as best we can in the book, and we hope we accomplish that. We think it's a good book in that regard.
I believe you've accomplished it very, very well, I think. In fact, if it's okay, I'm going to read the back cover.
Sure.
All right, and this is the back cover, folks, of My Parents Open Carry, and it says, do you carry a gun and sometimes struggle with how to best explain the reasons to your children? In today's politically incorrect society, it's not easy raising kids to understand and respect the Second Amendment. My Parents Open Carry was designed to help parents and children have a meaningful discourse on freedom and the right to keep and bear arms. Have fun with Brenna and her family as they turn an otherwise ordinary day into an open carry adventure. And as you said, you go from places, you know, you're in the grocery store, and people confront you, you're at the bookstore, they're sitting down and you're talking to people about the experience of carrying a firearm. And anybody who open carries, I guess on a regular basis, mm-hmm. even an irregular basis, has probably been asked a question or two at some point.
Yeah.
So this, I don't think this book, Nathan, I'll let you jump in here. I don't think this book really is not just for kids, but it's also for your neighbors and your friends who might have questions. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Brian and I both, you know, open carry pretty consistently, and with or without kids, we get questioned. And it's a good book for people who get questioned. You know, you'll be open carrying in a store, and there's other people's kids around. And I always get asked, well, what about the children? You know, you're scaring the kids. So this kind of, you can help put people at ease that open carriers are normal. They have children of their own. Most kids aren't scared of a gun. so that's another good point that this book tries to make.
I think it does it very well, folks. The book is My Parents Open Carry by Brian Jeffs and Nathan Nephew, illustrated by Lorna Bergman also.
Oh, yeah.
Give her some credit on here, too. Did a great job with this. You know, I noticed the goofy stuff, like the mother in the book is left-handed.
Yeah, isn't that, that's kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah, I noticed that. So was there a reason for that? I have to ask.
I think if you look at how the illustrations are, if you're going to show the husband open carrying and, you know, they're side-by-side, you got to put the gun on the other side for the wife. So I think the reason was...
Symmetrics.
Or, you know, to be symmetrical. But if you notice... and I don't want to spoil it too much, at the range, you know, Brenna is left-handed. Did you notice
that? Yeah, you know, I don't want to give it all away.
Okay, all right.
Buy the book and check it out. It's great stuff. Now, you talk about being confronted from time to time open carrying. I open carry. What state are you both in?
We're in Michigan.
Okay, Michigan, great gun state. Great gun state.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. We have our issues. We're one of... the few states where you have to actually register your handgun and get a pistol permit from your local police to buy a handgun in the state. So
yeah, but you know, you got a sheriff up there by the name of Mike Raines up in Eaton County. And Mike is a good friend of this program. He's going to be on in the next couple weeks. We're going to have Sheriff Raines on. I've had a number of conversations with him over the last week. And,
yep, and I'll Dar Leaf, too. I don't know if you've ever talked to Dar Leaf.
Not yet, but we will.
And he's, man, if you want a pro-gun sheriff, he's it as well.
Yeah,
I'm our county is like kind of borders Eaton County, so.
We have goofy laws everywhere, but the fact of the matter is Michigan's got a great permit, and it's accepted in a number of different, in fact, I think it's accepted in more states than Florida and Utah at this point. But stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. We're talking about the book My Parents Open Carry, written by Brian Jeffs and Nathan Nephew. They're both here. Don't go away. See you in a second.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Introduced in 2001, the North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely popular with law enforcement and civilian concealed carry. The Guardian 380 ACP delivers great stopping power in a small design that fits easily in a pocket, purse, or one of many holster designs. The North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely high quality, convenient, reliable, and incredibly effective. Backed by North American Arms Lifetime Warranty, the Guardian 380 offers optional 10-round magazine capacity. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com. Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are, Mr. Gallagher, and guess what? Folks, I have an announcement to make. Sean, I'm going to make that announcement now. Memphis, Tennessee, home of the blues and some dynamite barbecue, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Home of the Memphis in May barbecue cook-off. You win the Memphis in May barbecue cook-off, nobody, I don't care what category you're in, is doing it any better than you. That is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
Of barbecue cook-offs.
Yes, it is.
I've been out there alongside that Mississippi River. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. Big Bob Gibson's, by the way, from Alabama. You folks listening in Alabama, you know what I'm talking about. Alabama barbecue, got it going on. Now, I'm a Eastern North Carolina guy, I got to tell you. But Big Bob Gibson's barbecue sauce, oh, man, they've got a white sauce for chicken.
What?
Oh, yeah. They got a white sauce for chicken. You grill the chicken.
What?
And then just dunk it in this white sauce and serve it up on the plate.
Serious?
Absolutely. Look them up. Big Bob Gibson's.
Stop it.
You folks in Troy, Alabama, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. We'll have to ask Tiger when he comes on. Tiger's in Alabama. We'll ask him about Big Bob Gibson's.
That's good eating right there, man.
Yeah, he's not too far from them either. He's a little bit south.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but we have an announcement to make. WMPS, AM 1210, Memphis, Tennessee, 87.7 FM. WMPS, Memphis, Tennessee. You are now on the Armed American Radio Network, and we are filling your prescription for freedom beginning the 27th. And that is a beautiful thing, Sean, to be in Memphis, Tennessee.
So how many stations do they make now?
I lost count at 75 or something.
I did too.
There's a lot. And there are more coming, folks.
That's really
I can't let the lid off yet. I just can't do it. In this particular case, there was a press conference, and I was just beside myself. I knew it was coming. But the press release went out to the Memphis media, and we've gotten a significant amount of interest. So welcome to the show on the 27th for sure. We'll have a lot of fun with Memphis, Tennessee. I can assure you that. Folks, we're talking to Brian Jeffs and Nathan Nephew, authors of My Parents Open Carry. I'll welcome both of them back. They're in the same room. Brian, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
And thank you. And Nathan, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Okay, the book. You know, you guys took an idea. It's such a great idea. I was talking with Sean during the break. He said, you know, I never thought about that, a kid's book for concealed carry, let alone open carry. Is there anything else in the works you guys are working on?
Well, we're, you know, depending on how well this takes off, we just released it in January, but the publisher's talking about a possible series of, you know, the same family and doing, you know, different things. Could be open carry situations, could be concealed carry, could be straight, you know, Second Amendment type stuff, gun safety stuff. We're throwing some ideas around, so.
Well, you have a lot to work with, no question about it.
Yeah,
and the whole family motif that you guys have built here is definitely a natural for a sequel, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, you could take Brenna right on into college in a young adulthood and, you know, her husband and her something as they get married. And, geez, you could go on for generations.
I'm waiting for Dad to get pulled over and see how he handles the situation.
That's a good idea.
You know, but that's, you get that question a lot. And I've had it happen to me personally more times than I hate, you know, than I like to admit.
Right.
But I've had it happen a couple times.
Sure. And I would say in Michigan, we're becoming pretty active with open carry. You know, the last 3 years, it's sort of taken off. And at the very beginning, when Nate and I were sort of at the forefront of that, we, you know, I guess I never really had too bad of a situation. I walked into the state capitol building open carrying, and I don't think anybody had done that since the Civil War. And, you know, I had one of the patrons, or not the patrons, one of the aides there call the Capitol Police, and, you know, they kind of knew that open carry was legal and it wasn't against the law. So that was one time I had an encounter, and it went all right.
All right, let's talk about open carry in general then.
Sure.
And, folks, I want to I ask you, take a look at the book, My Parents' Open Carry, from White Feather Press. I know White Feather well. They published my book. You can head over to whitefeatherpress.com and pick a copy of My Parents' Open Carry up for you and your family and kids. It's a great read, and it's about time somebody put something together like this. So let's talk about open carry in general, if we can.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, I know you guys like to talk about that. My personal belief with open carry, and I do open carry, let me get that out now. I don't believe that the open display of a firearm should be done purely for political purposes. Purely for political purposes.
Okay.
Having said that, in some states where it's an only option, for example, Wisconsin, at least at this particular point in time,
right,
you can't get away from that. Now, I open carry from time to time in Georgia. I don't do it for political purposes to make a statement. I do it for convenience, depending on where I'm going, what I'm wearing. And I have to admit, I guess, you know, if I really am honest with myself, maybe I am subconsciously trying to make a statement here, but I have never had anybody, with one exception, and I was at a gas station fairly recently, we talked about it here on Armed American Radio, where when I ran in, I was actually on my way to the studio, ran in, filling up my truck, grabbed a soda, and I had one of the employees tail me the whole time I was in there.
Yeah.
Until I paid for my goods and walked out. Now, I'm in that store very frequently. Okay? Had I not been in a hurry, I probably would have said something politely, but it was obvious to me that he was tailing me. You ever have anything like that happen?
Not that I'm aware of. I will ask you this, though, Mark. I'd kind of know where you're coming from, but I somewhat disagree. I would say that everything we do is political in some sense. Everything. There's political connotations to it. And I don't think it's so much to say, na-na-na-na-na-na, we can do this. I think the political part of it, or caring openly for some people, is to get people acclimated to it. And the only way you can do that is to open carry. So
I agree with you.
In that sense, it is kind of political because, you know, we're saying, hey, we want to exercise this right. We have that right. Most places recognize that right. And we want to show people that we're just like, you know, you, your doctors, your lawyers, your friends, your neighbors. These people are firearm owners. Some of them carry concealed, and that's fine. Some of them choose to open carry. And we're trying to get more people to do it so that it becomes somewhat normalized.
Then we have, of course, the tactical debate.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we can discuss that all night long.
Sure we can. And then while we're doing that, can we talk about what caliber we're open carrying to? We could carry that in to another month's worth of program.
Caliber. I mean, no one's ever talked about calibers.
Right. Hey, I'm openly carrying a 9mm. Oh, you should be carrying a 45. You see where I'm going here. Yeah.
Well,
we can have some fun with that.
But... Blah, 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 you know. I carry a 22. Wow, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
Yeah, I know. It gets ridiculous. So I would say in that sense everything's kind of political. But I agree with you. I don't think you should go out there to showboat. I think you should go about your daily life. And if you want to open carry, then make that part of it. And I'll tell you, in the summertime, it's much easier to do it.
Oh, there's no question about it. That's 95% of the time I'm carrying my weapon concealed.
Yeah.
The other 5% of the time I carry it open. If I blow out of the house real quick in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt to head up to Home Depot, I'm not going to run upstairs and change my attire, maybe change my holster, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And I've never been treated by anybody other than extremely nice. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But I've never had anybody question me. I've never had anybody look at me funny with the exception of that one employee. It was obvious to me that he was following me around. Hey, guys, I want to thank you very much for joining me on Armed American Radio, folks. The authors of, sure thing, My Parents Open Carry by Brian Jeffs and Nathan Nephew. Pick a copy up at whitefeatherpress.com. Don't forget to join us at jointheuscca.com. Check us out at armedamericanradio.com. I'm Mark Walters, and we will be right back after these messages with the Mad Ogre and Tiger McKee. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Hi, Lisa. This is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.